One of the interesting shailas that the poskim talk about regarding the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer is what's the din if a person doesn't know which night of Sfira it is? Let's say he's in a circumstance where he forgot what night of Sfira, maybe it's 15, maybe it's 16, and he's not able to find out which night of Sfira Taka is. Now, we can't really relate to such a shaila because, you know, we have cell phones and we have calendars, and it doesn't really make much sense that a person can't figure out which night of Sfira it is, because you can always work back from Pesach. But let's say there is such a scenario. Let's say a person can't figure out which night of Sfira it is. So what's he supposed to do? Let's say it's a Shabbos, and somehow he doesn't remember what time Pesach, you know, which day Pesach was, or whatever the circumstances. So should he count 2 days of Sfira Misafik with a bracha? Should he count without a bracha? Or maybe he shouldn't count at all. What's the din in such a case? He doesn't know which night of Sfira it is. So what should he do in terms of the counting? So there's a group of achronim that want to suggest that maybe in such a scenario, a person shouldn't count at all. There's really no point in counting at all. The Sefer Devar Avram, in Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Dalet, he wants to suggest that Sfira has to be a davar bara. When you talk about counting a number, so a Sfira Misafik is not a Sfira. You can't count something if you don't know what it is. You can count 1, 2, 3, etc. But you can't say, well, maybe tonight is 3, maybe it's 4. Maybe it's 7, maybe it's 8. That's not a count. So he wants to say that if you don't know which night of Sfira it is, it doesn't make any sense to count, because it's not going to be a Sfira. Sfira Sa'omer is not just a mitzvah shebedibur. It's not like Kiddush and Kriyishma and Birchas Hamazon. It has to be a minyan, it has to be a count. So if you're going to count me Misafik, that's not a count bichlal. If it's not a count, then there's no point in counting to begin with. And he brings an interesting raya from a Gemara in Bava Metzia on Dav Vav Amid Beis. There's a famous sugya of Tokfo Kohen in Bava Metzia there. So in the middle of that sugya, the Gemara talks about the idea of Meister Behema. The Pasuk in last week's Parsha, at the end of Parsha's Bechukosai, the Torah talks about the idea of Meister Behema. We know that every year a person has to set aside his animals, right? Baka Vatzon, and he brings them Tachas HaShavet, he passes them underneath the stick, and the 10th one becomes Ma'aseh Behema. And he brings it up to Yerushalayim, he brings it up to the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't give it to the Kohen, it's not Matnas Kahuna. He eats it, B'Torah Shlomim, he eats it as Ma'aseh Behema. It's a din, it's a special mitzvah. So the rule is Ma'aseh Behema has to be counted. You count out until 10. So the Gemara there quotes a Mishnah. What happens if when you're counting out, let's say you counted 1, 2, 3, 4, and then one of the animals that you counted jumps back into the pen. So you have a pen that's full of animals. Let's say there are 100 animals in the pen. And one of them that's already been counted, that's really potter from Ma'aseh Behema, because it's not the 10th. It's not the 10th. So really it should be potter from Ma'aseh Behema. It jumps back into the pen where you have the animals that could be chayiv, that you might actually count them. You're going to count them out. Maybe one of them, maybe two of them. There are animals there that are going to be chayiv in Ma'aseh Behema. So what's the din? These animals are still chayiv to be counted for Ma'aseh Behema. And you have this one animal that's part of that jumps back in. Kofatz echad min ha-minuyim l'sochan. So says the Mishnah, kulam peturim. They're all potter. Obviously, the animals that you counted already are going to be potter. But even the animals that you have in the pen, the Mishnah says they're all going to be potter. Aye, but those animals should be chayiv. So zok the Gemara, asiri vaday amar achmana v'lo asiri safek. It says, ha asiri yiyah kodesh. Asiri vadai, the Torah says that only in asiri vadai, if you have the 10th animal that's bevadai, maise behema, so then it's going to be chayev. But if it's asiri safek, so the Torah did not obligate you to bring maise behema from an asiri safek. So the question is, what does that mean? You have a rov over here. So the animal jumped into 100 animals that have a chiyuv, so shouldn't it be rov? It should be batel berov. So there's a comment of the Shita Mekubetzes there, that even if you say batel berov, it's still only a safek. The Torah says that you're allowed to follow Rov, but that's still only a Sofik. And the Torah says that you can't have an Asiri Sofik. For Ma'aseh Behema, you can't have Asiri Sofik. Zok the Dvar Avram, what the Pasuk is really saying is not a rule in Ma'aseh Behema. It's saying a fundamental yesod about Sfira in general, about Minyan in general. Whenever you have a mitzvah that's a function of Minyan, that's a function of counting, a Minyan Misofik is not called a Minyan. So if by Ma'aseh Behema, Minyan Misofik is not a Minyan, by Sfira Sa'omer also it shouldn't be a Minyan. So in this case, where a person doesn't know which night of Sfira it is, Zok the Dvar Avram, it makes sense that he shouldn't count Bechlal, not with a bracha, not without a bracha. There's no point, because that's not called a Sfira, so he's not going to be out to the mitzvah anyway. And based on this Yesod, he wants to explain another Shita. There's a comment that the Mogen Avram has in Sfira Sa'omer. He says that if someone counts B'Loshon HaKodesh, he counts Sfir in Loshon HaKodesh in Hebrew, and he doesn't know what Loshon HaKodesh means. He didn't learn. He doesn't know what the words mean. Dr. Magen Avraham, he's not Yotze the Mitzvah of Sfira Salman. He can only be Yotze if he understands the language that he speaks. At first glance, the comment of the Magen Avraham seems strange, because we know the Mishnah in Sota says that when it comes to Mitzvah Shebediba, when it comes to Kriya Shema, or to Birchas HaMazon, or to Tefillah, so a person can fulfill these mitzvahs in different lashonos. If you understand the lashon that you're speaking, then you can fulfill the mitzvah in that lashon. And Lashon HaKodesh, we say, you can fulfill the mitzvah in Lashon HaKodesh even if you don't understand the lashon. Lashon HaKodesh is an objective lashon. So you can fulfill the mitzvah Shebediber, B'Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand the lashon. So how does the Magen Avraham say, by Sfirasa Omer, you have to understand Lashon HaKodesh? Lashon HaKodesh is an objective lashon. Why should you have to understand the lashon? So in a Hanami, the Shelis Yaivitz argues with the Magen Avraham, and he says that by Sfiras HaOmer as well, if you say it in Lashon HaKodesh, that's fine, you don't have to understand the Lashon. But the question is, what does the Magen Avraham mean? So according to the Yesod that we developed, the Yesod of the Dvar Avraham, you can explain simply that what the Magen Avraham is saying is that even if Lashon HaKodesh generally is an objective Lashon, but when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, it can't work, because if you don't understand what you're saying, that's not called accounting. That's not a sphera. You're just saying words, but saying words is not called a sphera. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is to recite words. The mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon is to recite words. The mitzvah of Tefillah is to recite the words. So if you say the mitzvah Shebedivar, then l'chor you can fulfill that mitzvah. But when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, if the mitzvah is to count, so just saying the words without understanding what you're saying, that's not going to be a count at all. Reb Shimon Shkop in his Shari Yosher echoes a similar yesod. He also says that Sfiras HaOmer requires a Sfira Bevadai, that it should be a Dover Bora to the person, because Sfiras HaOmer is not just a mitzvah Shebediba, but rather it's a minyan, it's about counting. And based on this, he wants to explain another halach. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Pei Tes Sif Hei writes that, let's say a person doesn't know which night of Sfira it is, and he's making the bracha. He's in shul, and he's going to make the bracha. And he figures, you know what? I guess it's a shul that the kohol, that the rav, that the shliach tzibur or the rav did not make the bracha first. So this person says, you know, my friend next to me is going to make the bracha, and he's going to count sfira, and I'm just going to follow him. I'll make the bracha with him, and then I'll count whatever sfira he's going to count. So Zokta Shulchan Aruch, in such a case, he's going to be yotze. Even though at the time of the bracha, he doesn't know what sfira he's going to count, but that's fine. He makes the bracha, he listens to his friend, you know, and he follows after the friend, and he counts the sphere. So that's fine, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But the Mishnah Berurah writes that this is only b'di'evet. The Achronim say that l'chatchila, a person should know when he makes the bracha, he should know what sphere he's going to be counting. Why is that the case? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chaya Adam that the reason is that there's a problem of a hefsik. That we're afraid that maybe the friend is going to pause for a moment, or he'll be a little bit ahead of the individual, a little bit behind, right? If he's a little bit behind, so then this person who's counting together with his friend, so he'll have to wait for the friend, right? And there might be a hefzik between the bracha and the sfira. So that's why the Chai Adam says it's better to know what sfira you're counting at the time of the bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah in Sharatzion says, from the Lashon of the Taz, it's mashma, that it's not because of hefzik, but rather that it's not called a sphira if you don't know what you're going to be counting. So for the bracha to be chal on a sphira, for the bracha to be chal on a minyan, you have to know what sphira you're going to be counting at the time of the bracha. So that's why l'chatchila, one should really know what one is going to be counting even at the time of the bracha. It's not because of hafzik, but rather Sfiras HaOmer is not just a mitzvah shebedibar, but it's counting. And it can't. The bracha is not going to be chal on the counting. It's not going to take effect. It's not going to link up to accounting unless you know what you're counting at the time of the bracha. Reb Shimon Shkop wants to say, you see, this is the same idea, right? It's the same idea that sfira has to be a davar bara. You can't call it a sfira if a person doesn't know what he's going to count. He's just going to follow his friend. You can't follow the friend. You have to know what you're counting, because if not, it's not called a sfira. And for the bracha to be chal on a sfira, the person has to know what he's going to be counting at the time that he's actually going to be counting. This is the svar that the Dvar Avraham has, that Reb Shimon Shkop has, and other Rachmanim have as well. But if you look at the Dvar Avraham inside, in the Tshuva, after he says his Yesod, he says, you know, I think this is a very good svara, but apparently the Rishonim disagree with me. So I'm going to be Mevatel Maidas to the Rishonim, because apparently they disagree with me. What does he mean? He says, if you look at the Balamar at the end of Psochim, Balamar doesn't seem to agree with this idea that a sphira misafik is not a sphira. Why? Because the Balamar has a similar question to what the Achronim raise. The Balamar says, why is it that by sphira sa'omer we don't find a sfeika de yoma? You know, we have a din of Yom Tov Sheni, that we do all the mitzvahs of Yom Tov Rishon on Yom Tov Sheni as well, and we do them with a bracha. We make kiddush on Yom Tov Sheni, and we'll eat the matzah, we'll eat the mar. We do all the mitzvahs of Yom Tov Rishon on Yom Tov Sheni shel Golius as well. And even though it's a sfeika de yom, it's only a sfeik rishon, sfeik sheni. That's the minig, that's the takon of Yom Tov Sheni. Even though we know we have a luach, we have a calendar, but that's the ikar minig of Yom Tov Sheni is to treat it like a sfeik rishon. So frek de balamor, if we have the concept of sfeika de yom by all mitzvahs of Yom Tov Rishon, so why by sfira sa'omer don't we have such a din? Lechara by sfira sa'omer we should have the same kind of din, that the first night of sfira we should count without a bracha because it's sfeik rishon. And then the second night we'll count one or two, and the third night we should count three, two or three. We should count the sfeika de yom in sfira sa'omer. Why is it any different than matzah and mar? Matzah and mar by Yom Tov Sheni of Pesach, you know, where when knowing the mitzvahs of matzah and mar misafek on the second day, so too by sfira sa'omer we should be knowing a sfeika de yom. To the first day we shouldn't count with the bracha. And then we should count two spheres on each and every day. And then, on the first day of Shavuos, I guess we should still be counting 49. So that's the question of the Balamar. So the Balamar answers, you know why we don't have a Sfeika de Yoma? Because it's going to be a zilzal of the Yom Tov Shavuos. What are you going to do? You're going to count all the way through to Shavuos, and then on Shavuos, you're still going to count 49 because it's a Sfeik from the previous day? That's a zilzal of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So that's why we can't have a Sfeika de Yoma. Zokta Dvar Avram, what do you see from the Balamar? He could have answered very simply. According to me, he could have said, of course we don't have a Sfeika de Yoma, because Sfira Misafik is not a Sfira. Why did the Balamar say that? Zokta Dvar Avram, you see that the Balamar is not assuming like me. The Balamar assumes that a Sfira Misafik can be a Sfira. And if you have a circumstance where it wouldn't be a Zilzal of Yom Tov, a Zilzal of Shavuos, then Yitaka would count two Spheres. So in the case that the Achronim are talking about, if a person doesn't know which night of Sfira it is, not Sfeika de Yoma, person doesn't know which night of Sfira it is, according to the Balamar, Lechora, you should count two Spheres, because a Sfira Misafik is a Sfira. You can be Yotze the Mitzvah that way. It's only Sfeika de Yoma to be knowing this din of Sfeika de Yoma, where it's not just a Suffolk for you, but to count twice on every single day, that the Balamar says you shouldn't do, because that would be a Zilzal of Shavuos. But if you're only going to count one or two days, if you have a Suffolk, you know, this particular day, what the sphere is, and then you'll find out what the day is, and it won't be a Zilzal of Shavuos, because by the time you get to Shavuos, you'll know what day is Shavuos. Lechara, according to the Balamar, that's not going to be a problem. So it seems like there's some kind of a machlokas, right? The Rishonim seem to assume against the Yisod of the Achronim. The Rishonim, you look at the Ran quotes the Balamar, the Ran at the end of Pesachim, so it seems like both the Ran and the Balamar assume that Sfira Misafek is a Sfira, but yet the Achronim suggest that Sfira Misafek perhaps is not a Sfira, and based on that, they want to explain that that Sfira B'Loshon HaKodesh is not going to work unless you actually understand the Loshon. And also perhaps we can explain why it's important to know what sphere it's going to be at the time of the bracha, because for the bracha to be chal on a minyan, you have to know what the minyan's going to be. If not, it's not going to be called a sphere b'chlal. So there seems to be somewhat of a machlokas. It's a sort of a strange machlokas, right? A machlokas achronim against the rishonim, whether this svar is really correct, whether a sphere misafik can be called a sphere or not called a sphere. But some of these issues are going to depend on this question. This yisod, that sfira sa'omer is not a mitzvah shebedibur, but it's a new kind of, it's a new concept, it's a special concept, that it has to be accounting. It's not just saying words, it's not just a mitzvah shebedibur, but it has to be accounting. This idea, even though the Rishonim don't seem to hold of this idea, but this can actually help explain another fundamental question. Some of the Achronim have a discussion whether the concept of Shomea Ka'one applies to Sfira Sa'omer. The Gemara in Menachos and Daf Samachei Amid Beis says, "Usfartem lachem shetei Sfira biyad kol echad ve'echad." That Sfira Sa'omer has to be biyad kol echad ve'echad. Each individual is supposed to count Sfira. So the Bir Alocha at the beginning of Siman Tov Pei Tes quotes the Machlokes whether that Jerusha tells me that Shomea Ka'one doesn't work by Sfira Sa'omer. The Levush suggests that Shomer Ka'on HaTaka doesn't work by Sfira. Just like by Lulav and Esek, it says, Ulakachtem Lochem, And from that we learn that every individual has to take a lulav and esrit. So, so too here, by Sfira Sa'um, it says, and the Gemara Menachas learns that so it's the same thing, just by lulav and esrog. No one would think that Reuven can take a lulav and esrog for Shimon. So same thing over here, by Sfira Sa'omer, each individual has to count themselves. But the Prichadosh disagrees. He says, that's not what Shetei Sfira Biyad Kol Echad Ve'Echad is teaching me. It doesn't mean that you can't be Yotzi with Shomei Ka'one. You can be Yotzi with Shomei Ka'one. Not just the Bracha. Of course you can. Everyone holds you can be Yotzi the Bracha of Sfira Sa'omer based on Shomei Ka'one. The question is whether one person can count for the other individual. So comes the Prichadosh and says, yeah, you can even be Yotzei the Sfira with Shomei Ka'one. Ah, Yusfartim Lachem, Shetei Sfira B'Yakol Echa B'Echa. Doesn't that Drosha sound like every person has to count? You can't be Yotzei with Shomei Ka'one. So the Prichadosh suggests, no, what that Drosha is just telling me is you would think, if it would only have said V'Safarta Lecha, so you'd think this is a din in Bezdin. Just like in Parshas Bahar, it says V'Safarta Lecha Sheva Shabsel Shonim, there's a din that Bezdin has to count the Shemitos, and then they have to sanctify Yovel. So you think Sfira Sa'omer is also a din in Bezdin. They bring the Karban Ha'omer, and then they count the Sfira, you know, they have to count the Sfira on behalf of the whole Tzibur. But not that every person has to count it. So comes the Drosha and says, no, there's not a din in Bezdin. It's a din in Kalecha Ve'echa. But the rules that apply to Mitzvah Shebedibur in general could apply to Sfira Sa'omer too. Once we establish Sfira Sa'omer as a Chovas Hayochet, not as a Chovas Bezdin, so then Shomei Ka'one could apply. So according to the Levush, no, Shomei Ka'one doesn't apply to Sfira Sa'omer at all. Usfartim Lachem Shtei Sfira B'Yakol Echavecha tells me that each individual has to count for themselves. They can't use the din of Shomei Ka'one. The Prichadosh says, why not? All Usfartim Lachem is telling me is that it's not a Chovas Bezdin, it's a Chovas Hayochet. But once we know it's a Chovas Hayochet, so then Shomei Ka'one could apply. At first glance, the sheet of the Levush seems very strange. Why should I say that Shomei Ka'one doesn't apply over here? Bishlam, when it comes to Lulav and Esrog, you need a Netilas Lulav, you need to take the Dalad Minim. So Reuven can't pick up the Dalad Minim for Shimon. Shimon has to do the Maisa Lakicha himself. He has to do the action. If one person does the action, he picks up the Dalad Minim, so how does that work for someone else? But we know by Mitzvah Shebedibur, we always say Shomei Ka'one. By Kiddush we say Shomei Ka'one. By Bichas HaMazon we could say Shomei Ka'one, according to many Shitas. Right? By Mitzvah Shebedibur in general we say Shomei Ka'one. So why over here can't we say Shomei Ka'one? By Sfira Sa'omer we can say Shomei Ka'one too. Even if Usfartim Lachem tells me that it's a Chovas HaYachid, but why should it tell me that Shomei Ka'one shouldn't work? It's a Gzeres HaKosur, Shomei Ka'one doesn't work. But why? Well, it's such a strange idea. If Sfira Sa'omer is a Mitzvah Shebedibur, so by other Mitzvah Shebedibur we find Shomei Ka'one works. So why over here shouldn't Shomei Ka'one work? So it could be based on the yesod that the Achronim developed that Sfira Sa'omer is not just a mitzvah shevedibur, but it's a count. If Sfira Sa'omer has to be a count, so it could be that Shomei Ka'one can't work. Because Shomei Ka'one is just a passive listening. If all you have to do is say the words, so then it could be Shomei Ka'one can work to help a person fulfill the mitzvah. But if it has to be a count, so then it could be that a passive listening doesn't make it into a count. Just because I hear someone else counting, is it viewed as though I've counted? Maybe I have said words, but I haven't really counted. Moshe Lekach, there's a famous machlokas in the Achronim whether Shomei Ka'one works for Birchas Kohanim. The famous idea that the Beis Halevi has, that perhaps Shomei Ka'one doesn't work for Birchas Kohanim. Not everyone agrees, but the Beis Halevi wants to say that Shomei Ka'one shouldn't work for Birchas Kohanim. Why not? It's also a mitzvah shebedibur. So he says it's dacha pasuk. It's a drashas chazal. It says kosu varchas bnei Yisrael omar lohem, that the kohanim have to face the tzibur and they have to say omar lohem. They say the bracha to the tzibur, and from that we learn that the kohanim have to say the birchas kohanim bekol ram. So zokta beis halevi, if the kohanim have to say the bracha bekol ram, how could Shomei Ka'one work? Shomei Ka'one might apply dibur of one person to a second person. But can we apply the kol ram to Shomei Ka'one? What's the Beis HaLevi saying? So some suggest the idea of kol ram doesn't just mean that the kohanim have to talk loud. It means they have to talk to the tzibur. There's a relationship that they have to develop. It has to be a bracha that the kohanim are saying to the tzibur. So just because they're listening and there's a din of Shomei Ka'one, so that's a magical din that allows a person to be yotzei a mitzvah shebedibur. But if the mitzvah shebedibur requires a certain relationship to be developed between the mevorech and the misvorech, so that's not going to happen just because they're listening to one person say the bracha. If you need a relationship between the Mavarich and the Mizbarach, so the person has to be actively involved, the Kohen has to say it himself. You can't use Shomer Ka'onah for that. That's what the Beis HaLevi seems to be saying. So it could be what the Lavush is suggesting is that if Sfira Sa'omer is not just the Mitzvah Shebedibur, but it's an idea to count the days, if it's to count the days, so then a passive listening is not counting. If I'm not doing the job, if I'm not involved in the counting, so maybe that's not called the sphira. Maybe the way to call it a sphira, it's a personal kind of thing. To call it a counting, the individual has to count himself. It's not enough just to listen to someone else. Regular mitzvah shebedibur, it's enough just to link up to someone who is speaking, who's saying the words. But if sphira sa'omer is actually a count, so then it could be that shomer kohen is not going to work, because to be called a count, a passive listening is not going to be enough. Thank you so much for listening and for coming on board. And I hope in Mitzvah Hashem we'll be able to find an opportunity to continue to share Divrei Torah together. Have a wonderful evening.